You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to this edition of Humanitarian Radio. I am Janie Beauclair.
And I'm Tony St. Tone.
And hey, we're welcoming our friends and our family. And if you are a first-time listener to our show, we're happy to have you. We are a feel-good show shouting out some good news from around the world. And you can expect some great positive music by St. Tone, as well as some great innovative guests every week. And see what's going on around the USA with our events calendar.
So today's guest is Ten Cadle.
Yes, and Ten has a series coming up in March that's really interesting he's going to be telling us about, and we are going to be happily participating with him in this event, so stay tuned for that. You know, in the month of January, it's the perfect time to start evaluating what did your previous year look like? What kind of things do you want to change for this current year?
As we all know, if you do what you did last year, you'll probably get the same results this year, so think about it. Think about what you want to change up and how can you approach that. If you don't like your job this
year, it's going to be the same one next year unless you do something about it. But no, think about that. How do you approach it? Well, it's quite simple. Pick an area of your life, whether it's your job, your family or relationship, your spirituality or religious belief, or your free time, or whatever it is that you think you might want to change. All you really have to do is a 12-month evaluation in those areas. What did I do to contribute, change, or affect that situation in my life? And then you can look at it and reassess it and go, oh, geez, you know, I didn't do any of this. Maybe if I flavored this into my life, this would help that area or that area. One thing that you do, Tony, that's really cool for the band is you do a year in review. And you show all the events and all of the fundraisers and all the great things that the band has done throughout the year for the betterment of humanity. And that's a way for you to see exactly how far you've progressed each year, year after year.
Yeah, and it's a nice photograph or a snapshot. Hell, I mean, if you want to, take advantage of Facebook and look at Facebook and see all the places
Facebook
that you've gone and all the things you've done. If you look at your Facebook review and you go,
it's
just
say.
Me sitting in front of the TV, get out of the house.
They have a special section on there, right, where you could look at the year in review?
Yes, it'll take photos, yes.
So you can look and see automatically what you've done the last several years, right?
Well,
doesn't it go back a few years?
No. You can, but if you go back, and you're basically going to see a lot of the photographs. But yeah I think Facebook does keep everything on there.
Yeah, so you could look back and you can go, oh, what have I done with my family over the last 5 years? You could look back and go, geez, I only got 6 pictures a year with my family, and that's on every holiday or a wedding or a funeral. So
most people choose their friends and are stuck with their family.
It's true. It's true. But the point of this whole thing is it's a really good time of year to reevaluate what you did last year and find ways to improve on your life.
Well, when you hear that sound, you know it is time for our quote of the week.
Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, imagination, and life to everything else. Music gives a soul to the universe, wings to the mind, flight to the imagination, and life to everything else. This was by Plato, and I find this really interesting that it's from so long ago and people just nowadays are really recognizing the scientific proof behind what music does for the human body.
It's powerful. It's powerful healing, and I think it is amazing that we're regressing back to ancient times to learn that these things are always there. We just evolved out of them.
Yeah.
And now we're coming back around.
Forgot
to know.
About them for, 100 years, and here we're back.
Yeah. Well, it's no different than using herbs and spices and natural healing. You're like,
right?
Natural
True.
Healing was natural.
True, right. Yeah.
So music is part of that natural healing, and that's why I love that. I get to do what I do through the Spirit of Music Foundation, that nonprofit that I have, because it really allows me to go out there and just performing for people in hospitals, for people in the elderly homes or wherever.
Veterans or
it just,
children.
It lifts their spirits and it brings a whole nother level of emotions to people.
Well, even when we go to the jails and the incarceration places and that type of thing. And Spirit of Music Foundation, since we're on that subject.
Yes.
Let's talk about people can get involved and make donations. They can donate cars. They can donate houses. They can donate property. They can donate money. They can donate all kinds of things. And then your company, Spirit of Music Foundation, 501c3, disposes of those property and turns that money into the ability to go to all of these locations and play for free with an entire band.
Absolutely.
Et cetera, et cetera.
And give away positive music by Saint Tone. So,
right.
So we also distribute CDs out so that way when we leave, there's some music left over also for people to stay connected and stay lifted.
And then because you're a 501c3, whoever donates whatever they donate, they get a tax write-off for the
Absolutely.
Amount that the value that it's currently worth.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. A win-win situation. And definitely check out spiritofmusicfoundation.org. The questions. Speaking about what that positive music does for you, Tony, I'd like you to play a song for us called Why Live a Lie and tell our audience what that song's about and how you came to write that song.
Why Live a Lie is just basically, it's a call out to people that to just really trust yourself and to really just be authentic, be who you truly are, and don't let society or family or anything else push you away from who you want to be. You know, time is too short. And when you need to please yourself first. So why live a lie when you can be your true self?
And where can they find this song?
This song is available at sainttone.com. That's SAINTTONE.com.
All right.
She had a beat upon. Living life, a life behind the scenes, twisted reality. She tried to please the world, but got tonight a tangled web of fear. Has left her in despair. Turn to dust, sands of time. You need to honor you. Your soul seeks the truth. But not knowing, falling and talking and blaming and waiting and screaming as another day turns to black. Feeling like you've met your match, but turn yourself around from lost to found. A brand new you is breaking ground. Every little dream, everything you need or wish to be is scrutinized beyond beliefs. But bravery is what you truly need. So break the grip, break the grip, break the grip of society. Killing dreams through history.
Don't need society, acceptance or beliefs. To be free.
So that was Why Live a Lie by Saint Tone. And process that thought for a minute. Resonate in those lyrics and evaluate how they might apply to you. And, you know, Tony, that's one of your more rock songs, I'd call it. You've got a lot of ballads and a lot of country feel and reggae feel, and you do a whole variety of styles of music. And I really like that on your website you offer all types of styles, so that doesn't matter what kind of music you like to listen to, you can get a positive flair from the sainttone.com website. USALuxuryDirect.com. Luxury goods to your doorstep. Get name brands like Waterford Crystal, Kate Spade, Swarovski Crystal. A variety of luxury items straight to your doorstep. Get ready for the holiday season. Go to USALuxuryDirect.com. So we want to thank our sponsor, USA Luxury Direct. As you know, this show is run strictly on donations, and we appreciate them supporting our cause and helping us shout out some good news around the world. If you have a chance, go check out USALuxuryDirect.com and put in the code word humanitarian radio, and they'll give you an extra discount. Do you have a great idea for a product and you don't know how to get it made? Call Artistic Journey. They'll help you find your way to getting your new products made and into the marketplace. Need a free consultation? No problem. Need artwork and graphics? No problem. Need your idea turned into something wonderful that the whole world can use? Call Janie at Artistic Journey to help you get through this process. It's not as hard as you think. With 20 years of experience, Artistic Journey can pave the way for your product to get into the hands of people around the world. Call Artistic Journey today, 941-780-2538.
So it's time for some good news from around the world.
This beautiful story comes from South Wales. A young lady of 96 years old recently passed away. And what she did was left her $4.3 million estate to the homeless in her area in her will. So they put the estate for sale and they sold it and they sold all the goodies inside and they generated $4.3 million for the local homeless charity in her area. And so her nephew says, well, you know, she could never have children and she was very much a part of the community and would donate to the homeless and to children and to homeless children her entire life. So her house was a rare house built in 1871. She decided the best thing she could do for her community after she left was leave a legacy of $4.3 million to help the homeless get housing.
I think at that point, the homeless probably could have housing, at least for that area, for $4.3 million.
Right, right.
I think it's awesome.
So what a beautiful thing to do. You know, if you are in a situation where you don't have family left, and you are getting a little older, and even if you're not, I mean, you can die in a car accident in a heartbeat. But don't forget to adjust your will or have it noted somewhere and a notary sign it of what your wishes are. And you can make some beautiful changes even upon your departure. And a humanitarian that is a force to be reckoned with, Mrs. Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Ellen, once again, has won the Humanitarian Award, and this was given by the producers of the People's Choice Awards. And because Ellen won that title, it came with a lovely check for $200,000. Well, Miss Ellen, staying true to form in her natural self of being a huge proponent of donating, giving, 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 and giving, has given that $200,000 to the St. Jude Children's Hospital. Ellen did the same thing last year. She received $1.5 million that was given to St. Jude and $1.5 million that she gave to the Humane Society for also winning an award of Humanitarian of the Year that gave her $3 million as a prize.
Wow. So she keeps setting herself up to just keep winning.
Isn't that amazing? Now think about this. Why does she give to St. Jude's? Well, St. Jude's was started by Danny Thomas, who was an entertainer. He started it in 1962. St. Jude's is the only hospital in the United States that does not charge their patients or their families. Did you know that?
Wow, I did not know that.
Yes.
Where is that located?
Strictly, well, there's one in Los Angeles, but there's several.
Oh, wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, they operate strictly on donations and grants. Treatments that have developed there have helped to boost the overall survival rate for childhood cancer from 20% 50 years ago to 80% now. So they used to cure 20%, and now they're curing 80%.
Right.
So I can see why she's contributing to them. Very good.
Absolutely. That's pretty
Bravo,
cool.
Bravo, Miss Ellen. You keep that up. The Iron Soup Historical Preservation Group. They are out of Campbell, Ohio. Guess what they are doing, Tony?
I have no idea. There Campbell? It is. Campbell Soup?
Yeah, right? No, they it is spelled the same way, but no, not this that soup. Anyway, they have, over the weekend, taken 160 abandoned apartments and remodeled them as new apartments for free for the veterans in that area. So each of the 160 apartments is going to house two veterans in it. So they've just taken 320 veterans off the streets.
Off the streets.
Beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
That's amazing. And it's really interesting that the men and women who have gone and fought for this country are mostly the ones that are homeless. A good majority of them. And
yeah.
I go, wow, that's just so amazing to me that they've served their country and yet their country hasn't been able to serve them back.
Well, and what these guys are saying is like, you know, we are businesses that have been here in our city for 100 years. And we look around and we have units all over the city that have been abandoned, whether they're empty parking lots, empty buildings, empty apartments, empty homes. And so there's three or four groups in that city that have gone around to all these projects and started rehabbing them. And they're creating space for the homeless. And so what the guy is saying is, look, we're doing such great things for our community. We're taking away the eyesores and the lifeless properties that have been dead and abandoned for years, and we're putting life back in them. It's a win-win situation. And, you know, it's very, very huge thing catching on right now. Our guest today is doing something right along those lines, and it just shows how powerful, powerful one guy's thought can be. So bravo to all you guys out there in Ohio that are rehabbing this for free for all these people. So that is our awesome news for today. If you've got a great story that you want to share with us, reach out to humanitarianradio.com. We're going to take a quick pause for our sponsors, and when we come back, our guest of today, Mr. Ten Cadel.
I'm living here in a state of abundance. I'm counting blessings that I never saw before. Because I'm the ruler of this kingdom I call me.
Positive affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone.
Blast the stereo.
Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
Mama said we can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes. For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
Here are some events that may be happening in your area. Check out events calendar on humanitarianradio.com. January 14th to the 17th, Women's Healing Retreat, Ojai, California. January 22nd to the 24th, Recreate Yourself in Nevada City, California. January 28th is the Healing Water Spa Tour in Desert Springs, California. In February, we have a yoga and snowshoe retreat in Lenox, Massachusetts. Healing the Heart, February 5th to the 7th in Carlsbad, California. February 15th to the 20th is the Wellness and Spiritual Retreat in India. If you're looking for something to do and you want to plan ahead to a vacation, we have events all the way through May of 2016 on our events calendar. So feel free to join us. And if you know of something we should be posting, please let us know on humanitarianradio.com. And we are back, and we are delighted to have with us today Mr. Ten Cadel. Hi, Ten. How are you today?
I am wonderful. Greetings. Thank you. Thank you, guys.
So nice to have you on our show, and you go as the title of creative director, which is all-encompassing. I love that. You're also the founder of When Within, which we definitely would love to know about. And tell me about the creative director side of you first.
Well, I it's simply I love art expression and performance art, live music. I had been a resident of Austin, Texas for over a decade.
Music capital.
The music capital, yeah. And, you know, I kind of had this door open, the South Central performance venue present itself, and it was just one of those things that said, hey, this is your chance of a lifetime to be a creative director. But in the spirit of doing that was to also apply what I knew in bringing communities together in an organic way. And that was through my digital internet business experience. And as the creative director, a spirit that would direct that into a performance venue as well as an education and workshop space. That is the what my quote unquote role and my objectives as a creative director with the One Within project is. And it's just a collaborative of amazing visionaries, artists that are involved in bringing art in that space, mm-hmm. whether it's music, painting, it forms of beautification.
Right.
And the result is this amazing community that has revitalized and repurposed this community in South Central.
You know, I think it's really awesome that that you're actually getting this opportunity to give back, but also the fact that, from what I understand, you guys have taken over a parking lot, which was an abandoned parking lot, and you're turning it into a farm. Tell us a little bit more about that, because I think that is really, really interesting. And from what I understand, it's something that's happening in other communities, and other people should think about adopting something like this.
Yeah, you know, and I love telling the story. And I'm one of those guys that I'm like, okay, let's do it. You know, like, so stop talking about it and let's do it. And I did that with the building, with the art space. You know, it was, there it is. Let's do it. You know, it's a beautiful building, and we moved and resurrected it. And then here was this lot next to us, and it was, you know, there it is. You know, and yeah, we
calling you.
and Phil, in which you guys know have been on your show, and we talked about that. Had, you know, he's a green thumb. He's, you know, what a beautiful spirit, that guy. And he was the individual that really was the driving force. And I said, you know what, you know, let's do a call to action, uh-huh. to the Women Within community, and you know, basically, like, okay, you know, everybody that has been activated in our permaculture workshops and the people that we know,
right.
and believe in this, you know, let's put it to action and let's do this. And we had this proclamation called Rochester Farms Takeover.
Because
nice. It's the intersection of Broadway and Manchester.
Okay.
And we did this, guys. I mean, it was like it was a call out to the Win Within, you know, stratosphere of people that have been involved in us because of our programs, because of our, you know, showcases, whatever. And we said, hey, we have a new project, and you see that lot over there? Who's down with it?
So, Ted, did you have a really fast, immediate response of yes, you know, we all want to help, or was it like pulling teeth?
Yeah, absolutely. There was a meeting. You know, we assessed it, we analyzed it, we talked about it like grown ups, like kids.
Yeah.
And when I look back at it, it was just like that. It was like, you know, little kids coming up together and saying, hey guys, we want to play baseball. We want to play over there.
The Bad News Bears.
That's great. You know? And it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And I didn't do anything but just, you know, watch.
Isn't that awesome? Well, the reason I wanted to ask you that, the reason I wanted to ask you.
The next call to action was this, okay? So it was yes, the group said yes, we believe in it, let's do it. Then the next thing was, okay, let's move, let's do a rally, and we did a seed bombing bike ride.
Okay.
And that was like our movement, you know, that was like, okay, we're bringing this to action. It was like Paul Revere, right, riding through. It was like, we're doing this, Rochester, we're taking it over. And we have videos of that. It's a really beautiful thing, man. I love it so much. It's such an amazing story.
The reason I was asking you if you had a good response is because we're always telling people to just, you know, step out there and take a shot at it and ask people around you, and you'll get people to join into the projects, but you got to ask for it, and you got to let people know what you're doing. And so that's why I wanted people to hear that, yeah, you asked for help and you got help. Overwhelming response.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the pinnacles in a organic community. And mm-hmm. it is the asking specifically to the like-minded, the people in the tribe
right.
that believe in that. You know, so we weren't asking auto mechanics. You know, we were asking people that believe in permaculture, you know, and we said, look, fellow, you know, believers in this, you know, liberators,
right.
you know, look at what we have here. And, you know, month after month, you know, after the bike ride and the, you know, proclamation and seed bombing and, you know, people from all over the Los Angeles area, Pasadena, mm-hmm. Venice, you know,
right,
came
right.
down. You know, we've had DJs, the amazing the guys from the Luminaries. I mean, God bless them. You know, Jay Breeze and Guido and Free Will. I all have embraced. We've had Zumba. I've got these Zumba ladies coming out there doing Zumba while we were training a lot.
I love it. You should have been there for that one.
Oh my gosh, it was amazing. You know, and then we've had there's a computer. Company, there's this neighborhood Hispanic computer repair guy that's across the street looking at us. He's like, what are you guys doing? He's like, we're cleaning the lot, man.
And so the idea is that you're going to grow vegetables and fruits and teach people in that neighborhood how to grow their own food, in essence. So this is...
It is going to be an eco farm. We've, you know, had commitments with other organizations and establishments in Venice Beach. We have a lot of work and a lot of connections in Venice Beach. Community Healing Gardens have partnered with us and worked with us. Kiss the Ground, the soil reclamation awareness organization has worked with us. They helped and took some soil samples. Mm-hmm. The various, you know, farm to table initiatives in throughout the city have rallied with us. Yeah, it's just amazing.
And then how do you get the people that live in the area involved? Do they just see what's happening and get nosy? And
yeah, that's it. You know, that it is exactly that. It is stirring action. You know, mm-hmm. it's the law of physics. Just keep it moving. You know, keep the molecules, you know, and they come over and look at what we're doing. And, you know, we got wheelbarrows going back and forth. And God love them, man. God, you know, these are, you know, it's not easy because you got to, you know,
wheelbarrow
the stuff, you know. And, I mean, of course, it's not like, you know, coming across like the African ladies getting water 2 miles a day.
Right,
you know,
right.
I have to humble myself.
Right.
But, you know, they see us, the market people in the church, you know, and so, the beauty shop we're doing, and they think we're crazy. They're like, what are you doing?
So are a lot of them participating with you? Are a lot of them participating with you now?
Yeah,
the neighborhood?
You know, and that's what's really cool is that connectivity with the people in this, the business people, man. You know, like there's a boxing gym, those owners, you know, they connect, they communicate. The market lady, mm-hmm. Maria, I love her, I could call her the market lady. She gives us water, you know, she's like,
okay, very nice.
Shirt. Oh, God, love her. Behind us, they've been there for like over 30 years, and they supply like candles and spiritual books and stuff. It was really interesting. And they have given us green light to paint their our neighboring wall, our neighboring warehouse, and they said, please, you know, do whatever you want, paint however you please.
Nice.
You know, they've embraced us. They've come out and helped clean the lot. You know, they said, this is so nice to have people really do something that
care.
That's nice for once.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And me, I'm thinking like, hey, man, we're artists. We just want to be nice.
Right.
We just want to paint this.
Right,
you
right.
know, how cool is that, right? You're like, oh, we've been here on. We're just doing what we do, man.
And
right?
It's a beautiful.
How cool is that?
It's a beautiful feeling when you start spreading that in a community that hasn't felt it in a while. And you reap so many benefits as somebody who's out there producing these great feelings of togetherness and camaraderie and love and healing and understanding in the community. You know, you roll in with this beautiful air about you as a team into a community that's been, you know, kind of down for a number of years.
I was going to say, but it's also about transformation.
Yeah,
you're taking an old parking lot and growing something that's not just
life.
It's growing something tangible that you can actually eat. And it doesn't have all these chemicals in it. So, I mean, the fact that you're taking an old beat up parking lot that's been there for X amount of years doing nothing, paved over paradise, put up a parking lot, and now you've turned it into a garden where people can actually grow food and actually
survive
have stuff
from it
is just amazing. And I love seeing stuff like that happening. I want to talk a little bit about I want to, because we have X amount of time, but I definitely want to talk a little bit about you recently had a fundraiser, which was a 24-hour extravaganza in December. And from what I understand, you have another one coming up.
The workshop, Win Within.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Thank you. The workshops are going to cover a permaculture series that's going to be talking about cob, water harvesting, landscaping. We're going to have our technology business workshops as well, e-commerce, crowdfunding discussions, digital currency. We have a workshop for grant writing, and it's really an amazing group of talented people that are going to be showcasing this, and this is all available. You know, just connect with us. There'll be a means to register.
Mm-hmm.
And this launches forward with our programs and introduces our programs for the rest of 2016.
Is it something that people can
so
pay
for? Thank you for letting me share that.
Is it something people? Is this something that people have to, like? Do they pay for each class? Are they?
No, the workshop, the Win Within workshop days, is a free seminar workshop series.
Nice.
They will be a introductory and welcome program to go further and in depth in other areas, in other disciplines of what's presented.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be more information on that on the website, winwithin.org.
Nice. And then if people want to support you, because obviously, I mean, it takes cash to do this, you're offering this out for free. If people want to support you, there's somewhere where they can go and
make a donation.
Make a donation or sponsor.
Thank you for asking that. What we're doing is this, and we are all about the, you know, the open source logic, and that's so powerful, because that is essentially this means of us opening and creating networks, and that network is exactly that community. So this is the practice. So we are having two projects that we're going to be opening up. We have a recording studio.
Wow.
We have an aim to develop in a the downstairs space that we have. It's been the phase two of this Win Within project is create a professional recording studio that we can obviously offer to the musicians, and it becomes a whole new business and revenue source. And obviously, it's going to be very much more affordable. And, you know, there's different programs that we can connect with the radio station that we just did the 24-hour telethon. Mm-hmm. So it kind of bridges a lot of things there. So we have that support opportunity and crowdfunding logic. And you know, we're looking for partners and people to support that. Then the other one is the permaculture, the Rochester program. And in return with that, the continuation of what we're impacting and developing in the Rochester initiative, from not just taking over this city parking lot and establishing it and getting it prepared for,
it's way bigger than that.
But yes, what is this? It's the industries and the network. Now what we have is we have a resource network to be able to go into any abandoned lot and do the same impact change.
Yeah.
And that's a value proposition.
That's huge.
So, this is the beauty to that lesson of it is not the end, but it is the process, right?
Yes. The journey. Right.
And so we're seeing all these things that we are strengthening ourselves in. We're not just like, okay, gardeners. No, my gosh, we are like claiming alleys. You know, and that's a monetary exchange.
Right.
You know, the city pays $2,000+ to clean every single alley. Wow. You know, now these artists that were starving, quote, shoot around now. We're not starving artists. We're powerful. We're mighty I am.
Right.
You know?
You're creating change.
So there's
change.
A lot of things that all of a sudden, now we become translated to what are we being of service to the community, but just by de facto what we do that we love.
Right. Right.
So, so at any rate, so that logic structure builds this Rochester farm. So it's not just, okay, this farm, but the mechanism, now, hey, we have urban services.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and it goes so services. It goes so much further than that, Ten, because, you know, people watch what you're doing and they spread it in their community, and then it gets spread to different states, and then it gets spread to different countries. And before you know it, the idea is spreading around the world. So, you know, you might feel like you're only impacting your community when you do things like this, but the realization is you putting the thought pattern and the shock waves to the beautiful thought are ended up all around the world.
Well, it's more empowering than you realize.
Absolutely.
I think it reaches further than you even imagine, because people just driving by will go, that used to be a parking lot and now it's a productive farm. What's
this
going on?
This broadcast will have 17 countries of people listening to this. So all the people that are hearing what you're doing can take on the same idea in wherever their community is. And it really shifts thought all around the world by taking the simple step to help a little bit in your community. So I definitely applaud you guys. I really, really believe that what you're doing is so powerful in generating new thought for people.
Thank you. And it's a validation to what I share in the digital realm, the pattern of information sharing. And this is what you exactly said, is that other people will hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Other people will realize that this process, this data source is applicable, and that's it. And we have reached a whole different reality in our history of a human species, and we can do great many things. And,
yeah.
And I am just a product of that. And thank you for recognizing that, because I am of service. You know, if there is a way that I can attribute my talents and my experience on any other project, I am open, you know. And I share with people, if we could do this in South Central, we could do this anywhere.
Exactly.
You know, the building that we had did not have a big sign. It didn't have tourists coming, walking back and forth. We had to bring energy and bring in a creative process that brought life to this space. And that's what we were able to do. And it's a really amazing story of it's the faces of all these amazing people in this time from August 2013, you know.
Yeah.
It's a really beautiful thing.
Will you be able to
Happy New Year, by the way.
To Happy you New too, Year to darling.
will you be able to have something like a farmer's market at the At the farm area, or is there any room for that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's some pictures you'll see. You know, we had some food trucks out there. We had Bic art supplies. They were a big supporter of us, you know, and gave us some valued paint. We had such tremendous response. I mean, we had this rental company, you know, provide us this lift for the weekend. Isn't that cool?
That is amazing. But see, you know,
that's awesome.
It's when you're doing great things that great people come around you and go, you know what? I believe in what you're doing. And
what's that whole like-minded thing?
And they just support it because they believe in it. They see it and they go, wow, this is very powerful. I've never seen someone transform a parking lot like
community.
This.
Community, yeah.
Yeah, and it does build community and builds a lot of trust and a lot of appreciation for what everybody is doing. So everyone wants to contribute because they don't look at it like a large organization coming in. It's like, look, this is grassroots. This is everybody locally trying to come together to change,
right.
Make a change.
You know, I wish all the listeners could see all the faces of the people in the neighborhood that just look at us and know me.
Yeah.
You know, it's really beautiful. You know, they're like, what are you guys up to now? You crazy artist people. With your wheelbarrows and painting the walls.
Yeah, too funny.
Really cool.
But, you know, it's stuff like that and it's change that you're making that make a community a better place. And what it does is opens up ideas for others because the world needs artists and needs visionaries. You know, everyone's like, well, you know, artists are this or artists are that. It's like without the artist, you have no vision. You have no dream. You just have mechanical things happening every day. It's the artist that sees outside of the box and transforms things. So coming from an artistic person myself, I appreciate what you're doing out there in the community as an artist, as a musician, as a leader. And we need more people like you out there that not only have the talent, but are willing and to take the courage to put that talent out there and really make something happen. Because let's face it, it's not easy to just step up and go, I'm going to try to transform this parking lot. You're like, yeah, right. It's so political. You know, from what I understood, it was there for a number of years and had nothing going on with it, similar to the building.
30 years. It was 30 years. It was over 30 years, you know, in the 80s and such, the riots and, you know, across the building. I have these videos. I should post them up. You know, there were fires, and a lot of these areas were just unusable. And so this lot was one of them. It was locked up, chained for 30 years.
Wow.
I think it is exactly 33 years. And I do not want to take any credit for this Broadchester Farms, you know, other than just watching and saying, hey, man, you know, what are we going to do about it? And then, you know, the spearhead of people, you know, and Phil, you know, the creative director, you know, so Win Within spawned Broadchester Farms, that is a 501c3 organization. And it's beautiful because it created its own life form. How cool is that?
Yeah, that is awesome.
Organically. And that's, you know, that's the power of this that we're sharing here, you know.
Yeah.
And I talk about the three elements of the three common denominators of what forms communities organically online, and that is news and education, tools for that community to do what they do better, and then the third, a space of camaraderie. And that space is not just a physical space, but a mental, you know, grouping, right?
Yeah.
You know, a collective. Yeah. So that's what happened. And I'm just the observer. And I do remember saying, hey, you know, we have a beautiful wall here, that garden. I'd love to see a mural. You know, and then
right.
Boom, we had more people come by and say, yeah, man, let's do a mural, more.
That's
see,
all it
you know what's interesting?
That's
it's
cool.
it's like you are planting
yep.
And then just letting everyone else.
Right.
So, you know, thank you, Tony. I saw it simply as this. You know, there's a big, beautiful playhouse, and I had an opportunity to have all my friends come and play, you know.
Beautiful.
And the idea of it being in South Central, whatever, blah, 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 blah. You know, the initial intention was to bring in enterprise, to bring in a business stimulus in that community, you know, and it just so happens that the venue and the space, it said, let's do music as our torch, you know, let's do art as our anthem. You know, that was easy for me. So I'm like, yeah. Rock and roll didn't hurt anybody, but create a revolution, right?
Exactly. Well, listen, I really want to thank you so much for what you're doing in the community, but also being part of our show. And I think it's great what you're doing out there. Just taking the time to talk to us and just let everyone know what you're doing out there in LA and how they can do the same thing in their community wherever they are, if they're here in the United States or around the world.
So, Ten, how can people follow you, support you, join forces with you, or even just get advice from you on how they can do this in their area? How can people get a hold of you?
Sure. So the website is win, W-I-N, within, W-I-T-H-I-N.org.
Okay, great.
And I mentioned that in March we will have our Win Within workshop days.
Okay.
And
great.
It has all those series of beautiful educational learning things, so they can experience that. Facebook, I am found on, I'm found T-E-N, 10, and last name is C-A-D-L-E.
Okay.
And both those ways they could connect with me and find out more about the project. On the website, there's information on Brochester, and Brochester has their own website as well, Brochester Farms.
Right. And we'll go ahead and put the workshop dates on our events calendar page on the website also, so that people can be reminded of that over the next few months. And
yes,
wonderful,
Tan.
We thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to keeping tabs on you and seeing what you have coming around the corner. So we hope you'll come back to the show and keep us informed of what's happening.
Thank you for having me, guys. I really appreciate it, and hello and love to everybody. Happy New Year's to all your wonderful listeners.
Ditto, baby. Thank you, darling. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Ciao. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests, and this week I chose a song called Breaking All the Rules That Were Meant to Be Broken, because Ten is going way beyond what normal people do. He's breaking boundaries, and he is excitement and synergy out in his community. So this is Breaking All the Rules by St. Tone.
He never lived. Recently he did. Oh no, since she's too young. Look at what she's done. I can't say, you can't say. It's within all class reach. Oh Lord, we got to teach her. We're breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Breaking all the rules now. They're to be broken. Yeah. They thought we never fly. Giggles through the night. Now we bounce around the moon. Amazing what the mind can do. Limitation of imagination. Decrease destination. They can't do this. Can't do that. Oh, breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken. Yeah. I told you we are limitless. Would you sit or would you run? Break them rules, yeah. Break them rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules. Breaking all their rules now. Meant to be broken.
Hey, once again, that was Breaking All the Rules by St. Tone. You could check out that song and a lot of other positive songs at www.sainttone.com. That's S-A-I-N-T-T-O-N-E Dot com.
You know, if you're looking for a little spark on your any day, you can always go back to humanitarianradio.com and check out any of our previous shows. We do keep them on there so that we can inspire you to find some good news for your soul. Do something great for someone else in your world.
Yeah, and if you know of a story or if you know of someone that should be on our show, by all means, connect with us on Facebook at Humanitarian Radio or go to our website, humanitarianradio.com, and reach out to us. Let us know any good news that you have out there that you want to share with the world.
Make it a good week.
We'll see you next time. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.